Washington.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. The U.S. Supreme Court is preparing to hear a legal challenge to the tariffs President Trump has slapped on dozens of countries since resuming office. News 88.7 government reporter Andrew Schneider says the tariffs are creating uncertainty for businesses, and that's holding up investment, including in Houston.
Business executives don't have a uniform view on tariffs. What many have a problem with is the approach that President Trump is taking, applying them one day, suspending them the next, then threatening them again. Chad Burke is president and CEO of the Economic Alliance Houston Port Region.
Stability, predictability is really key when you're going to invest. And in the chemical industry, investments are measured in the hundreds of millions of dollars. And so anytime you have that type of uncertainty, that money doesn't flow.
The Supreme Court will hear a challenge to the tariffs by a group of U.S. small businesses in a matter of weeks. The businesses argue that Trump exceeded his authority by imposing what they say equates to, quote, the largest peacetime tax increase in American history. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
Hear Andrew's full story about the impact of tariffs on businesses in the Houston area coming up at 5:40 here on News 88.7. The chair of Metro Houston is defending the Transit Authority's removal of four rainbow crosswalks in the Montrose neighborhood. In her first comment since the crosswalks were removed, Elizabeth Gonzalez-Brock says the city had no other option but to comply.
It was something that we had to do because of a mandate. And whether we did it in 12 days or whether we did it in 30 days, we had a responsibility, and we met our responsibility.
Some elected officials and LGBTQ advocates are criticizing Metro for so quickly agreeing to remove the crosswalks when cities had 30 days to comply. It's 80 degrees and cloudy right now on the University of Houston campus, partly cloudy tonight with a low around 71. We're looking at an increasing chance of showers and thunderstorms starting tomorrow and moving through the weekend. 40% chance of rain tomorrow after 1 p.m. On Saturday, that chance goes up to 100%. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.